Today is Super Tuesday. It's the day when the greatest number of states hold primary elections to select delegates to national conventions at which each party's presidential candidates are officially nominated. However, the process so far, the caucuses and the primaries, have never come out clear. It takes days to count the number of votes, even though all reports are that the number of people voting in the primaries is lower than ever. And as the debacle of the Republican conventions continues, more and more people turn off to the Republican Party, more and more and more. It's extremely funny, very exhilarating, and of course, sort of depressing. Hi, I'm DJ Bennett. This is the Kill Radio Weekly News in Review, done in conjunction with Harpers.org. It's the Harpers Weekly Review. This one was posted on March 6th, 2012, by Justin Stone, and it concerns the news of the preceding week. For instance, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won the Arizona and Michigan Republican primaries, as well as the Washington State Republican Caucus. Newt Gingrich, who placed last in Michigan and Washington, said that Romney was not a convincing frontrunner and that the campaign for the GOP nomination would go on for a good while. It's supposed to be mostly decided today, so this is just these guys are being foolish, but I guess they have their billionaires writing checks for them behind them. President Barack Obama's approval rating rose above 50% for the first time in nearly a year, while the Republicans' approval ratings are going down, down, down. Senator Orrin Hatch, the Republican of Utah, accused Obama of disregarding blue-collar workers in his energy policy. President Obama has traded in the hard hat and lunch bucket category of the Democratic Party, said Hatch, for a hipster fedora and a double skim latte. That sounds to me like Santorum's snob comment last week. Evidently, the president, because he actually thinks of everybody and he actually thinks of our children and the future, that makes him a snob because he's concerned about energy policy. Meanwhile, the American Mustache Institute criticized Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, Republican of Maryland, for the shameful reversal of his support for a $250 tax credit for mustachioed Americans. Hey, I've got a mustache. I could use $250. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, presenting a literacy initiative to Denver elementary school students, botched his introduction of Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia. Now I get to introduce that rising sex star, Hickenlooper said of Garcia. Symbol, not star. Here's one you know all about. Rush Limbaugh insincerely apologized for describing Georgetown University law student Sandra Fluke as a slut and a prostitute after she spoke in favor of health care provisions for free contraceptives at a Democratic Party steering committee hearing. This was a totally insincere apology. He said he chose the wrong words, and he's specifically meaning the words slut and prostitute. So what words should you have used, Rush? Whore instead of prostitute? What? He also went on to say that she should make videotapes of her sex and put them online so everybody could see them. Didn't apologize for that. Now, we've seen things like this happen before. Back in the 90s, Rush had his TV show, and he voluntarily took himself off the air after Al Franken wrote that book, Rush Limbaugh's a Big Fat Idiot, which mocked him very much in the same style that Rush would mock other people. In fact, Rush never has conversations. He just sits and rants and rants and rants for 3 hours every day. And the idiot ditto heads just go in lockstep with him. Remember when Don Imus got taken down a few years ago for his natty-headed hose comment? Or Glenn Beck. How about Glenn Beck getting removed from Fox News because of his statements that had advertisers pulling? Well, that's what's happening to Rush. Advertisers are pulling out of his programs on the radio. And some radio stations, especially in markets where he doesn't get the best of ratings, are just withdrawing his show altogether. I am totally opposed to censorship. The guy has the right to say whatever stupid things he wants to say. But I love it when the free market works against him. I hope more people do this. I support all boycott measures. So write to those advertisers and say, we're going to boycott you if you keep supporting this sexist pig on his radio show. Now, of course, there are people going to say, well, what about all the attacks on Sarah Palin? What about those attacks? Or Michelle Bachmann? The left is just as bad. In fact, Rush blamed what he did on the left, even though it's the way he's always been. So it's, you know, remember, he's a big fat idiot. He doesn't really say anything factual because the right doesn't believe in facts. Facts are stupid things, Ronald Reagan famously once said. And so they want to attack the left and say, leftists are just as bad. Well, it's not true, and we have to be very specific. I mean, are you listening to the attacks on women and freedom? And they're trying to disguise the attacks on freedom and on women and on gays and all that under the idea of religious discrimination. My religion says it's okay for me to hate gay people. You know? You don't get the right to discriminate. You don't get permission to discriminate. We are a secular country. We are not a Christian nation. And you right-wing Christians need to understand that that protects you. It doesn't reduce your power. It doesn't take anything away from you. It gives you the right to be idiots if you want to be idiots. Anyway, Senator Olympia Snowe, the Republican of Maine, announced that she would not seek re-election this fall, citing a lack of bipartisan cooperation in Congress. Simply put, she wrote in an editorial, the Senate is not living up to what the founding fathers envisioned. Well, that's a cop-out. I know there are people who are saying we're going to miss Olympia Snowe because she was a moderate Republican and we need moderate Republicans. But hey, she was in lockstep with George Bush and wars and ugly things like that. She's a right winger, too. You know, she wants people to be more polite. Then she should stand up and say that. She should just stand up and say that people like Rush Limbaugh do not represent the party. No, she's a coward. And I guess there are other moderate Republicans who are doing the same thing. They're just going to say, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go home. They're like Cartman on South Park. I'm just going to take myself and go home. I don't want to play anymore. No. Stand up. Don't hide. Meanwhile, President Obama affirmed his commitment to preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. When the chips are down, he said, I have Israel's back. Why? North Korea permitted the International Atomic Energy Agency to inspect the country's largest nuclear reactor in exchange for 250,000 tons of U.S. food aid. After the United States posted more than $5 million in bail, Egyptian officials lifted a travel ban imposed on 7 Americans charged with operating unlicensed NGOs, leading Egypt's parliament to open a probe. We cannot accept any type of foreign intervention in Egypt's affairs, said House Speaker Saad al-Khatami. The same day, the U.S. State Department publicly endorsed Egypt's efforts to secure a $3.2 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. Al-Qaeda gunmen killed 25 Iraqi policemen in Haditha. And 140 people died in clashes following an al-Qaeda attack on army bases in southern Yemen. More than 200 Congolese died and at least 1,500 were wounded following a series of explosions at a munitions depot in Brazzaville. Vladimir Putin was elected president of Russia for the third time. Thousands of opposition protesters rallied outside the Kremlin amid reports by international observers that the election was unfair. And a Moscow museum began staging a puppet show in which Putin comes to terms with the loss of his penis. Researchers determined that sperm cells lack a sense of smell, that American immigrants who speak English are healthier than those who do not speak English, that the wealthy are more likely to take candy from children, and that Otzi the Iceman was lactose intolerant. A section of the Great Wall of China was discovered to be in Mongolia. Jan Berenstain, who co-wrote and co-illustrated the Berenstain Bears books, died, as did 43-year-old conservative media entrepreneur Andrew Breitbart, who helped popularize the Drudge Report and was, on his own websites, the first to break such stories as the Anthony Weiner Twitter scandal. "Rest in peace, oh mighty warrior," tweeted Texas Governor Rick Perry. I myself tweeted, "I wish more conservatives would take Andrew Breitbart's lead and drop dead," to which I received several condemning replies about the classlessness of the left from right-wingers on Twitter, who otherwise ignore anything I say. So if you want to get attention, say bad things about conservatives. A suspicious item that caused Disneyland to be locked down was found to be a scroll bearing a spiritual message of goodwill. And two Georgia schools were locked down after a student's cell phone auto-corrected the word "gunna" to "gunman," resulting in the text message, "Gunman be at West Hall today." In Texas, a group of Girl Scouts robbed of their cookie sale proceeds traded blows with the male thieves as they tried to get away. "I hope your face hurts from when Arabia punched you, jerk," said Scout Rachel Johnson in an interview. Whitney Purvis, who was profiled on the reality television series 16 and Pregnant, was arrested in Georgia for attempting to steal a pregnancy test from Walmart. A carpenter was arrested in Zimbabwe for speculating that President Robert Mugabe may not himself have inflated all the balloons at his 88th birthday party. Montana District Judge Richard Siebel admitted he was wrong to send an email insinuating that President Obama was born of an affair between his mother and a dog. That sounds like a district judge who should resign immediately. The Pentagon disclosed that some remains of 9/11 victims ended up in a Delaware landfill. And Groupon withdrew a discount deal for a walking tour of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer's stalking grounds in Milwaukee. Guides march guests through the grisly corridors of Jeffrey Dahmer's life and killing spree as they narrate the triggers of his psychosis and the heinous crimes he committed, read the description of the tour, which 15 people had signed up for. "We're providing information, much like if you would pick up a book or watch a documentary," said organizer Amanda Morton. "It's just in a different format than I guess people are used to." Ho ho, well, that's the news here on Harper's News and the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I do a musical collage program called The Chill Room every Friday night at 11 p.m. here, West Coast time, on killradio.org. So please listen to that. And look out next week, because I should be back with yet another weekly news and review. Hope you join me.